Carla, your father has been asking where you are. My mother's sharp voice pulls me from staring at the ceiling. At least your appearance is much nicer than the last time I saw you. What is it with that old clothing you wear? It's like you stepped back into the 50s, she says with a click of her tongue. The woman's as bad as my father. Well, almost. She wraps her arm with mine and starts to pull me over to my father. I spot him almost immediately, and instantly my back goes straighter at the sight of him. Appearance is everything. To him. He hasn't gotten this far based on scandals or bad business decisions. Everything with him is squeaky clean. Everything. Even me. Carla, you made it. My father leans in and kisses my cheeks chastely, then pulls back. This fine gentleman was just asking about you. Seems you two have met before. My father steps back, and when he does, my heart drops, then races in my chest at the sight in front of me. Oh, fucking hell no. Whiskey-colored eyes stare back at me, ones that have seen every part of me, in my most vulnerable state. Carla, my mother hisses my name next to me, pushing me forward. Whiskey's his name, which I found funny at the time because it matches his eye color. He smirks at me. It's nice to see you again. He pauses, his eyes roam over my dress. And no kidding, those eyes make me feel instantly naked standing in front of him. It's been too long. How did you two meet? My mother asks, but I'm too stunned to answer her as I stare at him. Whiskey's either calm and collected or hides his emotions very well. He answers my mother instead of me. We had drinks one night. I cough loudly, feeling a large lump has caught in my throat. My father's sharp eyes turn to me and glare. Sorry, I say while shaking my head. Corton, you said your name was? My father asks. Corton? How did I not know that? Probably because I was too busy wanting what he could give me to be concerned about his actual name. And all he gave me that night was whiskey. As he answers my father with a short, yes, I let my eyes wander to see he hasn't changed much. Tall. Even with me in heels, he's taller. Well over 6 foot. Dark hair, perfectly styled, and just begging for me to run my hands through it to give it a perfectly just fucked look. His eyes astute, and the color of whiskey. His lips are thin as he watches me. I remember kissing those lips and what they could do. I also remember running my fingers over his sharp jaw, admiring the fact it was so perfect with its slight stubble. Tonight, there's no stubble. He's clean-shaven. He's dressed in a suit, which is black with a white tie. It's a white tie event, after all. I would love to steal you for a moment. He offers me his hand. Those hands have roamed my body. Last time I was touched by them, it was the best feeling in the world to have them and him all over me. Whiskey was the first man to make me feel like I'm a superstar, that I was everything he dreamed of, and I was beautiful. Not that I don't think of myself like that. I do. I'm a strong believer in all women need to love themselves. But to have a man look at you that way, it's empowering, and it was terribly hard to walk away from a connection like that. Carla, you have people to meet. My father's voice breaks my stare. Looking down at Whiskey's outstretched hand, I don't think twice as I place mine in his. I'll be just a few, I tell my father, as Whiskey starts to pull me away. His warm, firm grip holds my hand, sending multiple butterflies fluttering in my stomach. I like the way he makes me feel. I like it a lot.